Praise the Lord, everybody. Before we start, let's pray. Oh Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you that you have given me this opportunity to preach your word. I ask that you bless every audience member, whatever situation they're facing, whatever they're going through, be it anger in their lives, whatever they're going through, that you help them. I pray that wherever they are, whether they're working, whether they're at home, whether they're driving, that you bless them in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that you help them control what they think is uncontrollable. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So, in the last episode, I talked about what the Bible says about anger. But today, I want to talk to you about the effects of anger. There are many levels of anger, from when you get irritated at somebody, annoyed, to rage. And some people who have that problem of rage, they feel like they cannot control it. They think that when they get into rage, their words are uncontrollable, their thoughts are uncontrollable, or their actions are uncontrollable. But you cannot let anger control you. You have to control anger. And if you're experiencing rage, you have to control that. There is no such thing as uncontrollable rage. There is no such thing. You may say, well, I've tried, but I can't control it. Let me ask you this. Have you prayed to God and asked him to take away what you feel in your heart? Have you gone to God and asked him to take away that feeling of rage that comes into you? Have you gone to God and prayed for hours and hours so that God will be able to liberate you from what you're experiencing? Let me tell you that if you start crying out to God more and more, there is nothing that God cannot fix. There is nothing that God cannot heal. And he can heal you. He can heal your heart. He can give you a new heart. God will give you a new heart if you ask him. God will give you a new mindset if you ask him. But you have to be willing to surrender. You have to be really willing to admit to God and tell him, I am an angry person. I get angry all the time. I get into a rage all the time. You have to be willing to tell that to God, because if you do not confess your sins to God, and anger is a sin. And whoever does what is wrong and knows that it's wrong is a sin. So do not let yourself fall into sin over and over again. You have to bring that sin to God. You have to recognize that you're sinning. Recognize that anger is a sin. And tell God to renew your mind. Tell him to renew your heart. And he will do it. Many people, when they're sick of a certain area of their bodies, they have to get a transplant. They have to get a new part. And so you need a heart transplant. If you're dealing with anger and rage that you feel that you cannot control, you need a heart transplant. You need a mind transplant. And God is the only doctor who can do that. God is the only doctor who can cure you. God is the only one who can take away your sickness and your disease, and He will make you well. If you trust in God, if you trust in the Lord, if you open up your heart and receive God into your life, He will help you. The problem of anger is insignificant to God. He can make it go away. But you have to give your whole heart to God. And so, now I want to talk a little bit about the effects of anger, what it causes on your life. It causes many things in your spiritual life, but it also causes many things in your physical life. So let me start here with what it does in your physical life, what it does to your health, how it worsens your health. There are many sicknesses and diseases that have come through anger. Let me mention some to you. Some diseases and sicknesses that anger causes is headache, digestion problems, like abdominal pain. It also causes insomnia. When you get angry and you let anger, this is what I was talking to you about yesterday. When you let anger in rule over your mind and over your heart, and you let it go on until nighttime, what happens is that you cannot sleep. You get insomnia. It causes also anxiety. It causes depression. It causes high blood pressure. It causes many skin problems. It also causes heart attacks and strokes. So you see, if you let anger continue to go on in your life for many, 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 many years, it will cause you many health problems. It will cause you to have a heart attack. It will cause you to have a stroke. It will cause you to have many other health problems. Besides this, it also impacts your spiritual life. It impacts your spiritual walk with God. You cannot pray when you're angry. God will not answer your prayers if you're angry. Anger steals your happiness and your joy. You will not be able to live a happy, comfortable life if you're continually angry. If every time you get into a rage. And so you have to control that. You have to pray to God and surrender your heart to God. And He will take that from you. And He will give you a new heart. And He will give you a new mindset. And you will be able to live free from anger. But it's up to you. You have to come to God. You have to tell Him to come into your life. You have to tell Him to remove that anger from your life. And He will do it. He will help you do it. You will be liberated from that. From that anger. If God sets you free, you will truly be free. It's not like if you go and you ask God to heal you from anger, and then maybe like a few months, a few years later, you're back with the same problem. That's not how it works. When God does something, he does it completely in your life. He makes a complete... He heals you completely. And he restores you. It will not be a partial healing. It will not be an incomplete healing. It will be a complete healing. You will completely be healed and made well. When you truly seek God, when you truly pray to God, when you confess to God your sin, he will help you out. There's another Bible verse here that I want to read to you. About anger. The Lord can help you out. You just have to come to him. Here in Matthew 5:22, it says this: "But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment." If you get angry without cause, or if you get angry and you don't forgive, then you are liable for judgment. And God will ask an account for you from you on that day of judgment. On that day of judgment, God will tell you and will ask you, why did you let anger get a hold of your life? Why did you let anger destroy your life? Your friendships? Your relationships. When you allow anger to control you, relationships and friendships get ruined. All the time. Why? Because you start mistreating people you love. If you're in a relationship, you start mistreating the one you love. You start insulting the one you love. You start to speak and to do horrible things to the one you love. And your words make a lasting impact on the person that you love. Your words can make the difference between that, between good and bad in your relationship. And so you have to decide, and once and for all, will I submit to anger or will I submit to God? You cannot submit to two masters. Either you will love one or you will hate the other. You cannot have God and anger in your life at the same time, because they will consume, because anger will consume all of your time, all of your energy. The only thing that, listen to me, you've heard about cancer, you've heard about different sicknesses of the body. Well, let me tell you that anger is the cancer of your soul. You decide if you want to live with that cancer. You decide if you want to live the rest of your life with anger. But let me tell you this, that it's going to cost you a lot. It's going to cost you your health. It's going to cost you your family. It's going to cost you your relationships. You have to choose. God has given us the power of choice. It's not something that you automatically, it's not something that you, like, automatically fall into, like, oh, all of a sudden I became angry just because of that. Just because, right away. You control it. You control your anger. Before it's in your mouth, before it's in your actions, it's in your thoughts. You have to take the time to carefully consider, will I get angry or will I not get angry, or will I stay calm in the middle of the situation that I'm going through? Will I stay calm in the middle of the problem that I'm going through, even though this person insulted me, even though this person offended me, even though this person ridiculed me, even though it's hard at work, even though it's hard it's tough. My situation is tough. You can refuse to listen to anger. You need to make a decision. Who will rule over your mind? If you let God rule over your mind, He will put so many of those spiritual diseases away. And He will give you peace. He will give you calm. And when you let God rule over your mind, you will find out that many of the problems that you reacted to in an angry way, you suddenly react to in a calm way. You start having faith in God to help you with those problems. He will help you. So trust in the Lord. Trust in Him. So let's finish this with a prayer. Lord Jesus, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that You bless everybody who has heard this podcast. That You bless them and that You continue to work in their lives. That You continue to work in their family. That You continue to work in their relationships. That if they're letting anger get the best of them, that now in the name of Jesus Christ, they submit to You. They submit their mind to You. I pray that You bless them and that You help them to be able to make a decision. Let them see, Lord, that they are not dominated by anger. That You have made them to dominate over whatever situation, whatever feeling that comes into their mind. You have made us, Lord, to dominate over all these things because You have made us conquerors through You. You have made us conquerors. Even before the battle began, You made us victorious. Even before the struggle began, You made us champions, Lord. And so I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that You bless each and every one of the audience members. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So meditate. Think about everything that I've been telling you. Also, meditate upon the word of the Lord. Think about what He has to say about your issue. God bless you.